When they came for me, I struggled and screamed for my father, but he, half mad and cowardly in his grief, ran out into the bush. They bound my feet and hands and carried me to the corral. Grimly, the villagers circled around the bonfire. Prayers were said and speeches made. I felt my fear grow, and alongside it anger. I would find a way to defy the elders. They carried me to the pyre and laid me on it. Thorns pierced my buttocks and back. Then Linipo, our chief, made the spark and the dry grass ignited. Soon the brushwood was alight, crackling and spitting, the flames creeping up to where I lay. Fear left me and rage boiled in its place. If this was what the gods expected of me, then I would not listen to them any more. I cursed loudly and sang the defiant song of the women that my mother had taught me. You can break our bodies, but our spirits are free. We women are stronger than the baobab tree. The flames licked closer, and I could smell the burning and feel the searing heat. I shouted at the villagers, "You should be ashamed." At first the rain fell in sparse drops.